Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We're back at Dragon Stadium, South Lake Carroll against Union High School's Redskins. Tulsa Redskins lead 14-3 as we go to the fourth quarter. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard, and Jeff Johns. And what just happened was, on a second and goal play, Tyree Fisher met Holmes square in the hole, popped him. The ball came loose. Darius Thornton came out with it. But the officials never made a move toward the pile. The officials and the referee here, he's my size. He's a good guy, a good-sized guy. Did not run toward the pile. None of the officials did. So they didn't see what happened. They never saw the ball came out. So it didn't happen. And despite the fact Darius Thornton came out with the ball, it is still Southlake with the ball right now. Jack Johansson and Audrey Gaines are both in the game. And it's now third down and goal. The ball back at the 3-yard line as the Redskins have backed up these Dragons. And I'll be shocked if they don't hand it to Gaines, who has averaged about 4 yards a carry here. So Union, if they want to make it happen here, are going to have to toughen up here on defense, just like that last play. Holmes in the shotgun. Gaines to his right. Johansson to his left. Ready for the snap, about the 8-yard line. He's going to fake it to Gaines and try to throw it. He's going to run to his right, has pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Throws, and that ball is almost intercepted, knocked down, but there's also a flag down again in the end zone. This time the line judge is going to come over, and it looks like he's going to try to call a hold.
Shamari Brooks out there on the defense in great position.
They're going to call a hold against Union, and boy, how many opportunities. Count the plays inside the 5 or inside the 20 for Southlake in this drive, because it's got to be at 9 or 10 right now. They've not gotten a first down on their own inside the 20, but they still have the ball, and it's still first down, and it's first and goal now back at the 1-yard line.
It's their second first down
on
the first.
It's their fifth play inside here without gaining a first down on their own. Once again, Gaines is going to be the setback. This time he's going to hand to Gaines, and Gaines is going to be into the end zone for the touchdown. So it was finally effective enough to get him in the end zone, but it took him some time to do it. 11:50 to play here in this football game. It's now 14-9 as Southlake goes on a long drive, and you have to give them credit. Now, they could have come out offensively and just decided the game was over. They didn't. They answered Union's score.
And don't forget, they did all of that starting back here in the third quarter in through the air. So they weren't able to put anything through the air the first three quarters and three quarters, and then they go 70 yards in the air.
Kick is up, and the kick is good. The extra point, so we're right back to a tight ball game. 11:50 to play in this game. Carroll makes it tight. Union 14, the Dragons 10. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
This summer, take your vacation from full price. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off great smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S7 and many others, only at U.S. Cellular.
Retail installment contract, new shared connect plan, smartphone turn-in, device protection plus, and $25 activation fee required. Rebate is 50% off device price before taxes or $336, whichever is lower. Rebate is a U.S. Cellular promo card issued by MetaBank member FDIC, valid only for purchases at U.S. Cellular. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular. 808A East Taft in Sepulpa or 430 West Wakiwa in Sand Springs. Find locations and store directions at uscpremier.com or see store for details.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
But don't say nasty things about the officials, because we won't. Welcome back. It's fourth quarter here at Union, South Lake Carroll. We're in Dragon Stadium in Texas. It is 14-10. Union leads. After a really unique drive, 9 plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes, 25 seconds, where 6 plays happened about inside the 5-yard line for South Lake Carroll. Union penalties continue giving them first downs. Gains on the 3-yard run for the score to make it where we are now. The kickoff's going to come and bounce along the ground, and Union's going to have an opportunity to bring it back, and that's going to be A.K. Wilson at the 15, at the 20. He's got some room at the 25. He's up to around the 26-yard line, and a nice return for A.K. Spittler on the tackle. And now this Union offense must respond. We thought 14-3 would probably be enough to do it. It turns out with South Lake's drive, that won't. So you're going to need to get something else going here. And we'll probably see. I won't be surprised, obviously, if we see Grady Davenport at quarterback again.
Yeah, I think you keep him in the game. He's done such a good job thus far and really rallied the troops around him. And after going, what was the last yard, 70?
He went to 77.
77 yards. I think you put him right back in there and marched down the field again.
And, of course, he did that on his own, just with those little legs of his. So we're going to put it around the 27-yard line. We're going to have it first down and 10. And it will be Grady Davenport once again. Union's going to go back to that two-back set again. One of those is Shamari Brooks, and the other one right now is Trey Brown. So they're going to hand it to the right to Shamari, and he's going to have a little bit of room to the outside. He's across the 30, up to around the 34, maybe the 35-yard line. He stayed in bounds. They will run the clock. That's going to be a gain of six. We'll call it second and four. Tackled by Cantor.
Well, we got to watch Trey Brown last year and Shamari really develop into great players. Trey was playing both sides of the ball, and this is really exciting here to have them both in the backfield with a lot of power.
That's a second and four now from their own 35 for Union. Back is Davenport, and he's going to run it up the field himself. He really kind of probably pulled a little earlier than he needed to. He was taken down by Spittler, and he did get around three, so we're going to call it third down and about two. Maybe it's one. Yeah, we're going to give it one. We're going to mark him at the 37 and say he needs the 38. But he had a little more time than that, I think, that time. Union really tight splits on the offensive line. Brooks the single setback. And Grady's just going to push forward himself. And I don't know if he got it or not. Now, the far side line judge walked right up at about the 39. But now he's walked backwards. And I'm not sure they're going to give him the first down. Nope. The official says he did get it. Wow. All right.
No measurement. They're just going to lean forward again.
No,
just go and get it.
Literally leaned up and went, all right, works for me. So they did give him enough for the first down, and that offensive line push got it. You saw South Lake Carroll kind of bunch up, and the entire defensive line got in there. Once again, Brooks will be in. And again, Grady Davenport's there. Trey Brown is that other running back. Eventually, they're just going to hand it to Trey. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. First down and 10 now, Redskins at their 38. This time they hand it to Trey Brown. Pardon me, Shamari coming to the left. And he's going to go up to around the 40-yard line, so we'll give him a couple of yards. Right now they're using Trey just nothing as a decoy. Jim Miskell was the guy in there. Here in a second, they're going to let Trey lead. They'll fake it to Shamari, lean up, and throw that wheel route.
Yep, they're going to get it in his hands and just let him roll.
So it'll be second down, and we're going to call it seven. They're on the 41-yard line, Union leading 14-10. Davenport back looking to throw. Straight downfield, got a lot of room, and he's got, yep, C.J. Moore caught it at the 20-yard line, and he's tackled there. Murphy on the tackle. Had they led Moore just a little bit more, he's going to have an opportunity to score. He's wide open. It's the third time tonight he's been wide open. They hit him that time. Good for 39 yards, and the Redskins set up first and 10 now at the 20-yard line of South Lake Carroll.
You kind of called it there, Rick. It had C.J. up the middle and what they did there, and Trey on a wheel right down the sideline. He had both of them to do it, and he didn't overthrow them. Great job.
Two receivers to either side. They're going to hand off. Nope, he's going to throw left side to A.K. Wilson, and A.K. drops it. The fourth ball tonight. Square in the hands of a Union receiver who dropped it. And remember, it was this game last year when AK just exploded. I mean, we thought, okay, this guy might be all right. And suddenly he was a superstar tonight. Hadn't caught a lot of balls, and he's had at least two just go off his hands, second and 10.
Yeah, just little things you don't like to see out of receivers. And a lot of times that's just like is what it is. It's just overlooked. You just don't put enough attention to just getting the fundamentals. And that's just making the first catch before you make a step.
9:34 to play in the game. 14-10 Union. Second and 10 Redskins at the 20-yard line of South Lake Carroll. Hand off inside. That's to Brooks. He bounces free at the 15. He's still got room. He's at the 10. He might push forward to about the 10 for the first down. Barnes on the tackle. But again, Shamari Brooks showing some of that old time last year. He pops up inside, makes one move, and explodes forward for 10.
Well, you know what he does? He's so quick as he gets lost in there. He's a little bit shorter than the line, you know, the lineman, and he gets up in there 3 or 4 yards. Looks like he's not going to get any more. He pauses, makes a break for it, and picks up six more.
They're going to give him first and goal right at the 10. Davenport back to throw. Looking, all kinds of time. Grady fires to the end zone. Caught! No, dropped. Oh, A.K. Wilson.
It caught.
No, he caught it again. He knocked the thing up in the air. Looked like it hit the ground, and he caught it before it hit the ground. Boy, AK had to make it acrobatic, but now it is again Redskins pulling out forward 20-10. What a catch by AK Wilson. I would swear that thing hit the ground, but it didn't.
He just wanted to make sure it was really secure, and he got it. It was the drop catch, and he caught it while he was on his back. And what a good job of just staying after it. And being a receiver, sometimes it's just really frustrating. You seem to overthink it then, but he stuck to it and really came down with a good catch there.
Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Teams are ready. There's the snap and hold. The kick is up, and it did it sneak in? Yep, it did. Snuck in that right side. Just got there. And so Union re-extends the lead. 21-10 Redskins, 9:03 to play here in the fourth period. This is Union Football on KRMG.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. Wouldn't it be great if you could see and speak to anyone on your property at any time, from anywhere? At Ring, we call that being always home. We all know when it comes to keeping an eye on things, there's no one better than you. Which is why we are pleased to offer our Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring video doorbell to see and speak with visitors at your front door.
Can I help you?
Plus, Ring Stick-Up Cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that creates a ring of security around your home. All you need to activate your Ring of Security is a quick install and your smartphone. No keypads, no false alarms, no third parties. With motion alerts, HD video, and two-way talk, Ring keeps you connected like never before and tells would-be burglars you're always home.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/advantage. Now, join the millions who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
The Union Redskins march 72 yards in five plays. They take 2 minutes 47 seconds to do it. A.K. Wilson catches a 10-yard touchdown pass four times. It counts. And the kick is good. 21-10 now. Union leads with 9:03 to play in the fourth period. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard and Jeff Johns here. And after that drive, Union, a really nice drive offensively. I was watching that play with my binoculars, and I would swear I saw AK catch it twice, bounce it off the ground, and catch it again. Obviously, he didn't. What a play by a guy who's not had the easiest of nights.
Yeah, there's a lot of frustration and a lot of extra tension put on a receiver because they want to make that catch. And again, he was wide open across the back of the end zone, and Grady did a great job of just staying alive and making the throw. And he came down with it after a couple bobbles.
Yeah, give credit to that offensive line. He had a lot of time. Kate Bell is back, and so is Jake Murphy, to receive this kick. But Rauschenberg is going to go really short, going to pooch that thing down around the 35-yard line, and it's fair caught right there. So that's where the South Lake Carroll Dragons will take it, probably at the 36-yard line. Will Bowers is the guy who made that catch, and they'll have it first and 10. 9 minutes to play, 21-10 Union in this game. And the Redskins' defense has done such a good job. Only that one last drive really kind of turned things around for South Lake Carroll. Now Union needs to come back out and play that tough defense again.
Yeah, this Union's got to come back out here and make a stop. But Carroll, they've got a little momentum on the offensive side. They went 70 yards for the touchdown the last time through the air. So they've got a little fire put back behind their sails. And so Union really needs to make a stop here. And it gives them plenty of time to continue with what that offense is doing 9 minutes on the field.
All right, so they'll put it actually at the 32-yard line. Surprises me a little bit, but hey, you just never know. So South Lake will come back out, and once again, Mason Holmes will be their quarterback. Johansson will be offset to his left. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Moving from left to right on your radio are the South Lake Carroll in their green jerseys with their white helmets and the green dragons. Holmes looks to the left. He gets a call from the sidelines. He's going to go straight back to pass. Johansson flares to the right. He's going to send it out there to Johansson. He's not going to have a whole lot of room. He skates one tackle at the 30. Doesn't get past the 32, 33-yard line, though. Spicer was there. Fisher was there as well. That's going to be a very difficult gain of about one. It'll be second and 9, and those are not the plays that'll win you a game.
Now you throw it out to the sideline, and they cover a lot of ground because he swung way out to the outside on the long side of the field, but he really picked up 2 yards and ran for 25.
So they'll move it now to the 34-yard line. We'll call it second and 9. Again, Holmes in the shotgun. This time three receivers to his left. He looks for the right, steps back, gets his play call. Johansson set about a yard to his right. Back once again is Holmes. Lots of time. Now he runs out. Now he's going to run to his right. He's going to get one block. He's not going to get that block. And he's going to go forward to about the 34-yard line before he's taken down. It was Mitchell Lewis also there. It was Darius Thornton. So that's another gain of a tough one. And it's going to be a long third down and about 8 for the South Lake Carroll Dragons. Might be able to put that lock on this one right here if you get them off field on this third down.
That certainly helped. They've got a little bit of time left on the clock.
At their 34-yard line, 3rd and 7, straight back as Holmes. Here comes pressure. He's going to dump it again off. That's going to go once again to Johansson. He makes a move at the 35, gets up to around the 40, but he's going to be well short of the first down. It was Trey Brown who was playing a little defense right there that knocked him out. It's going to be 4th down and 2, and now Southlake has a decision to make. 7:40 to play in this game, trailing 21-10. Do they go ahead and kick this thing here, or do they try for the first down, and if they turn it over, give Union a short field? Looks like they're going to go.
Going to go a hard snap and try to pull them off sides? Are they going to?
7 from their own 40-yard line. They need 2 more yards. They'll need their 42. 4th down and 2 for Southlake. And what could be somewhat of a last gasp for them. Holmes in the shotgun. Johansson to his right. Holmes is going to hand to Johansson, and he's going to have the first down. Bounces out to around the 43-yard line. That's going to be good enough. Kyrie Fisher was there. That was a hard-earned first down, though, for Southlake, and now they're 7:35 to play in this game. And if they're going to get every first down 3 yards at a time, they can't win.
No, they don't have enough time on the clock. And that running game we saw the whole game wasn't what was working for them. That was just enough to pick that first down.
So now they're up to around their 43-yard line, 1st and 10, Southlake, trailing 21-10. Holmes straight back to throw. He's running out of time. Now he's got a little time as he runs to his right. He sees one man. He's going to go ahead and try to run himself, and he's going to get out of bounds right around the 40. He lost about 2. Darius Thornton was there. Union covered him up pretty good. Again, Trey Brown is back there playing a little defense. Crittenden's back there playing defense. Got Patrick Fields back. So they've got a lot of guys going back playing that defensive back spot. There's not going to be a lot of places for Mason Holmes to put the ball.
No, and you're seeing a lot of substitutions right now. This conditioning early season is where this pays off.
2nd down and 11. Now for Southlake at their own 42-yard line. Holmes straight back again. He's going to look, fire to the right. That ball is going to be caught at the 47-yard line of Union. Going out of bounds was Hudson Schrum. Thornton was there on the tackle. Crittenden was there as well. And so, yeah, Thornton was the first guy there. But that's going to move the chains. That'll be a first down. So with 7 minutes to play, they move him again. 21-10 Union, but Southlake is grudgingly going forward. Now at Union's 47-yard line with a first down. 3 receivers left. And again, Holmes in the same shotgun. He's going to hand to Johansson, and he has nowhere to go. He got a yard, but it was a hard-earned yard. Jordan Kelly was the first guy there, and Johansson took the handoff, saw 300-pound Jordan Kelly there, and he just came to a complete stop, and you could almost see the look on his face from up here, which was like, what do I do now?
And his feet quit chopping.
And they did. He pretty much just put the head down and dived for the one, and that's good enough. 2nd down and 9 for Southlake, now at the 46 of Union. Right beneath the big dragon on the Texas logo at midfield here at Dragon Stadium. Holmes looks to his right. Now steps back. He's standing back closer to midfield. Straight back to throw, looking to his trip side. Now looking to the middle. Fires toward the middle. That ball knocked down. Boy, that's a really nice play by Jordan Starks. Starks reached around behind Cade Bell. Did not touch his shoulder pads. Got the left arm out front. And that is textbook defensive
that
play.
That absolutely is textbook. And as close as they've called it all night on the defensive side, he does just enough there to stay over the top of the receiver and makes a great deflection.
So it's 3rd down now and 9. Again, at Union's 47-yard line, they need the 37. So we're going to say they're at the 46. They need the 37. 3rd down and 9. 3 receivers left side again for Holmes. Johansson to his right. He will swing out to the right. He's going to fire it downfield. That ball is well thrown, and it's open, and it's caught. And that is Schrum again down at Union's 26-yard line. And somehow he got away from Devin Crittenden and had a lot of room. So that's good for the first down. That's going to gain him about 19 yards. 6:12 to play in this game. 21-10 Union over Carroll.
We call it a sail route or an out, 15-yard out route. Looks like he's going to run a post, and he plants that inside foot and runs the out and just made a great break.
Once again, they're going to drop back to throw. Holmes is going to fire to the right side toward the end zone. Crittenden is there and picks it off. An interception for Devin Crittenden. They were trying to go back to Schrum, and Crittenden with his second pick of the night, and once again, he was in perfect position, and Holmes just laid it up, and the better man brought it down. 1st down Union at the 20-yard line.
Great job again. Crittenden's been all over the field tonight on the defensive side of the ball. Really only been beat one time, and he was still in good position. It was just a great ball by Holmes. And that time, Holmes tries to go to the well and throw back to the end zone, and Crittenden is in perfect position, makes a little bit more space between he and the receiver this time, doesn't get called for pass interference, comes up with the interception. Humongous play there by the defense.
You could make a point for him as player of the game.
Absolutely could.
Yeah, a couple of interceptions, and really it probably had an interception, or pardon me, an interference call or two that were not was not interference. So the Union has the football once again, leading 21-10 now with 6:05 to play in this fourth period. They will bring them back out. Is once again Grady back at quarterback. He's going to look to hand inside once again to Shamari, and he'll push forward across the 20 near the 25-yard line, maybe closer. But actually going to mark him back at the 23. Miskell on the tackle. As you expect, the Redskins will be pretty basic here now and just kind of push people around with that big offensive line. So gain of 3, second down and 7. Davenport going to take his time. Union will make sure they run as much of the clock as they can. Trey Brown lined up to the right. Two receivers to the left, A.K. Wilson and C.J. Moore. Going to have to, well, the play clock's just now down to 14. They were very, very calm in setting that one. Ball set at the 23-yard line, second and 7. Hand off inside once again to Shamari Brooks, and he is swallowed up pretty quickly, although he fought through one tackle. He got away from one, but Miskell eventually got him down. Don't think he got much. We may give him one and say it's third down and 6.
Just trying to draw out the clock at this point. You've got 5 minutes left in the game. You're going to try to draw it down all the way down into the single numbers before you set the ball and just, you know, work them all the way through.
You know, the best way to run the clock down? First downs. Third down and 6 now for Union. Lined up at their 24. They need the 30. Davenport has the play call from the sideline. Walks up, barks out those signals. Double tight end. Two receivers left. Davenport's going to go straight back. He's going to fake. Now he's going to roll out of there, and he's not going to get anywhere, so he's going to be sacked. He's going to go down behind the line of scrimmage. One of the guys there was Werner. That's going to take it back closer to the 20-yard line. It'll be fourth and about 10 for Union, and with 4:32 to play, they'll have to kick this thing away.
That's not a huge problem. You don't want to make a bigger problem than what it is. He didn't. I looked like he may try to bring that ball down and try to run with it, but maybe we couldn't see from the backside someone had a hold of him. Looked like he just had to take it down. So a loss of 5 or 4 there, unfortunately, we'd like to get a first down and keep drawing out the clock, but they're going to have to punt this one.
Cade Bell will be back to return this thing. Farquhar will kick it. Farquhar standing back around the 6. Need a good snap here. Now, there's not a whole lot of wind, but what there is against Farquhar, Bell standing closer to the 50-yard line. This one's going to be short, but it has a chance to bounce. But, Bell runs up and makes a really nice play on that ball, catches it around the 50, runs it up forward. The ball be at the 43, and now a flag comes out late, just now hit the ground.
It appeared that he put his hand in the air and then caught it and made a play. And I'm not sure if that's what they're calling, or maybe I just saw that he was trying to make a play.
I couldn't tell whether he was blocking a light or something like that, but he might have called that fair catch. If so, that'll back him up just a little bit with 3:53 to play.
Let's see.
Yeah, and the referee is shaking his head and dealing with a fairly angry. Yep, that's what they're going to call. So that's going to back the ball up. Not a lot. It's going to put it at the 46-yard line of South Lake Carroll. But with 3:53 to go, trailing 21-10, the Dragons have their work cut out for them.
Well, they've got a Haas quarterback back there that can make the plays happen. It's just if he can get his guys to rally around him. And the defense needs to continue playing as strong as they have been.
Mason Holmes again in the shotgun, two receivers to either side. Offset back is Audric Gaines, the transfer, who I thought was pretty good, gave him the ball. Holmes waits. They're going to hand inside to Gaines as he's going to bounce up inside. Asa Carter's got a hold of him, and he's not going to go much past the 50. So that'll be a gain of about 4. A Redskin comes out of there with the football, but that's happened before, and they gave it back to the guys in green, so it won't matter much.
Asa Carter gets
second down and 6.
Good old secure tackle in there. He's been practicing a little bit of rugby in the offseason, so he's not going to let somebody out of his grasp, that's for sure.
This team has got a history of rugby players, and they've got another rugby player or two this year, and you watch some of that sport in the Olympics. Yeah, you think football players are tough? Rugby players are tougher and crazy.
Yeah, they've got quite a team put together for the Union team, and then some of the past guys that have played right offhand are on the U.S. rugby team, and right now really making a name for rugby for the younger team.
So the penalty du jour against Union this time is going to be an unsportsmanlike or a late hit, looks like. So they're going to drag this football all the way down, and I didn't even see who that was against, but they put it all the way down to the 35-yard line. I'll see if Doc Blevins can find out who that was against, because I didn't even see the flag come out. I saw Darius Thornton come out of the pile with the ball, and then they call unsportsmanlike or late hit against Union. So that's going to move it down to Union's 35-yard line. With 3:44 to play, up 21-10, the Redskins can't afford to get, I guess you'd say, unfocused here. Holmes back in the shotgun. Again, has Gaines. Gaines to his left. He's going to protect him. Holmes straight back to throw, has all kinds of time. Now runs to his right. Holmes keeps running, being chased, and he's going to go out of bounds. Darius Thornton was chasing him out. He's going to go out around the 47-yard line. He'll lose a couple, and it'll be second down and 12, but that stops the clock.
That's stopping the clock's the only thing you don't want at this point with 3 minutes left in the game. But great pressure. The defense continues to hustle and chase Holmes all around the field. So good job there by just keeping the play alive.
And again, Union has Trey Brown back out there playing quarterback, so they want to be careful where they throw it. The handoff this time to Gaines, and he gets a couple back up the middle. He gained about three. They'll take it down to Union's 34-yard line, and it'll be third down and about seven for South Lake, with 3:23 to go when we get this next play underway.
Well, I was talking about that rugby team, and Malon is actually playing down in New Zealand right now, yep, Making a huge name for rugby.
We'll get down to Doc Blevins here in just a second and get an explanation on that penalty. Third down and seven. Holmes has his team back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to either side. Shrum here to the far right has been a favorite target lately. Cade Bell is next to him. Instead, they're going to hand it back off inside to Gaines, and he's going to go forward to about the 30. That's going to be about it. Doc Blevins, what do you have for us in that penalty?
Well, the alleged foul was on Devin Bajak. That's who it was called on.
The alleged foul. I appreciate the way you said that. All right, so that's going to bring up fourth down. Now, they've already overcome one fourth down, has this South Lake Carroll team tonight. They're going to have fourth and six right now from Union's 31-yard line. They'll need the 25, 2:32 to play and counting, 21-10 Union up. And on this fourth down play, straight back, Holmes is going to throw to the right, and that ball is going to be overthrown easily. He got popped as the ball got out of there. That was Mitchell Lewis who hammered him. That's overthrown, and that should just about do it. When we come back here, well, first of all, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
21-10, the Union Redskins lead the South Lake Carroll Dragons. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard, and Jeff Johns. Union, after that fourth down hold, will take the ball at their own 31-yard line and undoubtedly hand it off as often as they can to try to get this thing over with and start off 1-0 in a tough place to play in Texas. We've heard a lot about this team, a lot about this Union team's talent, and I think what we're seeing is just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a lot of mesh that has to happen here, and we've seen a lot of really, really good things going on tonight that are just going to get better.
Grady Davenport hands to the right side to who? Shamari Brooks, and he bursts forward for about 10. They may give Shamari the 41 and the first down. Murphy there on the tackle, but they've got to be tired of tackle number 11 by now. Also seen some Kevion Cooper tonight, seen some other guys break out. I thought tonight Courtney Holmes ran a little bit. Also, Kyrie Richardson, I thought, had a good night. He had a couple of nice catches.
He looks good on the field.
Long, lean body. That's, you know, if you start talking about him and CJ and AK and Trey, who do you cover? I mean, you got to pick a poison sooner or later.
And you've got so much of that's returning. AK, CJ, and Trey are all season returners. And then you've got Kyrie to work in the mix. I mean, they've got some awesome, awesome receiver power.
Sounds like a legal firm, AK, CJ, and Trey. Who do you want on your case? They'll hand off once again right up the middle to Shamari Brooks, AK, CJ, K, and Brooks. All right, and he's the newest partner. He got about five, tackled by the middle of the Dragons, including Barnes, and now a minute 33 to play, up 21-10. This is the point in the game, too. They keep handing it to Shamari that all it takes is one hand tackle, and he's going to go 40 and make it worse.
Yeah, we always watch him just kind of low, but he always brings power and excitement. Every time he touches the ball, it's exciting.
Well, they're going to let the clock run as much as they can. 15 seconds on the play clock, a minute 15 on the game clock. So this will get down to near a minute before they snap it. Second and five Union. They're at the 47, their own 47-yard line, leading 21-10. Davenport going to hand it off again to Shamari, and he's going to pop forward across the 50. He's got the first down. He'll take it to the 47 of South Lake. Miskell on the tackle. I think Miskell must have about 30 tackles tonight, and he may feel that tomorrow too.
They've been all over the place on defense, and really no one on the South Lake team has really stood out on the defensive side of the ball because the ball has been spread around so much from the Union Redskins.
The play clock stopped as they reset the ball. Now it starts again at 56 seconds. The ball is exactly at the tip of the Oklahoma Panhandle if they were to complete the map. You know, that's right there. They're right on top of that big Texas thing. Now they're going to go into the victory formation, and a knee will be taken by Davenport. So that's at 41 seconds. They will mark the ball and probably have to snap it again with about, oh, I don't know, maybe 15 or so left. And that will be the last snap of this game. So Union will come to Dallas and will get a little revenge for the last 2 years when South Lake Carroll has beat the Redskins. They'll go home with a 21-10 victory. The play clock at 15, the game clock at 16, so they're going to have to snap at this one more time, and like we said, probably around now. Davenport will take one more knee. There it is, and that's going to do it. So the bus trip was efficient, and it's going to work out. And, you know, one of the bigger things is how do you travel? And the Redskins travel, obviously, really well. C.J. Moore runs halfway down the field. He's at the 20-yard line. He is yelling and screaming, excited. Redskins jumping up and down as they come out to meet South Lake Carroll at midfield. We're all at zeros. 21-10 Union, they win this football game. We'll have our breaks, come back with our half-hour, pardon me, our post-game show. Let's don't go backwards. Including talking to Kirk Frederick, the head coach, and we're also going to talk to our player of the game, Brady Davenport. All that next on Redskins Football. This is Union Football on KRMG.